Track 45. The next days, I settle into a routine that seems normal. Normal. I'm getting lessons from satyrs, nymphs, and a centaur. Every morning, I learn ancient Greek from Annabeth, and the rest of the day, I do outdoor activities, archery with Chiron and sword lessons with Luke. One afternoon, we start our duel. "Keep your guard up, Percy," Luke says. I'm sweating and all bruised, but unexpectedly, my sword is a couple of centimetres from Luke's chest. He is too shocked to speak. The night after dinner, all the campers are excited. It's time to capture the flag. Luke says that we are with Athena and Ares is our opponent. Chiron is giving the rules. "Heroes, you know the rules. Prisoners can be disarmed but not killed or hurt. Arm yourself." My shield is very big and heavy. I also have a helmet with blue plumes. I take my position and wait. 5 of Ares's warriors are coming towards me. The guys are around me and one of them thrusts at me with his spear. I fall back and they laugh. One of them cuts one of my arms. Then something happens. I stand up and know what to do. With my sword, I hit a guy and he falls to the ground. I go to the other 4. Then I see Luke running with the red flag and Chiron blows a horn. The game is over. We are the winners. Annabeth is with me.
"Not bad, hero. How can you fight like that?"
"Look at my sword cut. I'm lucky to be alive."
"It was a cut," Annabeth smiles.
I look at my arm and the blood is gone. There's a long white scratch, but in a moment it's disappeared. "I don't understand," I say. Before I can do anything, a black hound is coming towards me from the rocks. It's got red eyes and fangs like daggers. I feel its claws ripping my armor. But the monster falls dead at my feet.
"You're wounded, Percy. Get into the water," Annabeth screams.
I step back into the lake and my cuts are healing. All the campers are watching, but they're not looking at me. They are looking above me.
"Percy, look, the green trident, your father," Annabeth says.
Chiron announces, "Hail, Percy Jackson, son of Poseidon, the sea god."